Andrew, is the arrest of Wang Yi and his church a sign that there is an increasing crackdown at the moment on churches in China?
And Release International is in no doubt that there is an increasing crackdown on churches within China. Our partners report a five-fold increase in the incidence of persecution and say the persecution within China has now reached and is even exceeding the levels of the Cultural Revolution. So yes, it has been noted, but what's particularly interesting now in this latest arrest of a very high profile, a very clever man, a man who was once described as one of China's top 50 intellectuals who became a Christian in 2005, and 200 of his followers, is that the targets are now larger churches. And one of our release partners, best not to name him actually, has said that in his view, China has become emboldened by the West's lack of response to the clampdowns, the arrests, the persecution of smaller churches, and is now ratcheting it right up. They are playing a bigger game because they've been emboldened by the fact that the world is not opposing them.
And so Wang Yi is seen as some kind of celebrity in China, and so the Chinese authorities, seeing that there is a lack of response from the West, have decided that it's okay now for them to try and pursue groups and churches, larger churches around the country. That's what you're arguing.
That's what seems to be taking place, and certainly one of our partners who's watching the situation closely feels that that is the situation. You have to put this within a wider context, and new laws were passed in February this year which gave a lot more authority and responsibility to local government officials to decide how they were going to act. Now, in different parts of China, in some parts of China, the church has been allowed to operate virtually unchallenged. In other parts, the crackdowns have been much harder. What this has done is given power to the local authorities to act as they see fit. And we're seeing in many parts of China a crackdown against the church. We've seen in Zhejiang province a long and sustained process of cross removals from churches, which is part of a policy of sanitization. This is, if you like, making it more Chinese. So the cross is seen as perhaps an imported Western idea. Of course, that's quite ridiculous if you think about it. And the crosses are being pulled down from churches on the grounds of health and safety. Lawyers who've been opposed to that and have been helping defend the churches in court, some of those are Christian and some are not, they've been arrested. And when a country starts to arrest its own lawyers for upholding the laws of the land, then you know that that country is in some difficulty. So it's really important to pray for China at the moment. It's important to do what we can too. So Release International has a petition which is calling on China to allow full religious freedom to its citizens as guaranteed by its own constitution. It should be doing so. And we'd invite people to go onto the Release website and sign that petition. And you can also read this courageous pastor's essay on freedom, which is a real eye-opener.
Now, you've mentioned the need for a greater context there, and the constitution of China does allow and does say for it that there is a freedom of religion. There is a state-sanctioned Protestant church, and yet we are seeing these underground churches more and more are being persecuted and their leaders arrested. Why is there such a tense relationship between, on one hand, the communist government of China, and then on the other hand, the church?
You have to get into the mindset. You know, the values that we hold come from the way we see the world, and the worldview of the Chinese Communist Party is it is a single party authoritarian state. It is an officially atheist party. Its official view is there is no God, and allegiance is required to the party. Now, if that party were to ask you or me, who do you serve? Where is your allegiance? We would have to say to Christ. And that's seen as making us enemies of the state, which is not true, because the Chinese Christians support their government and they pray for their government. What this pastor has done publicly is say that he has to oppose government persecution, but he'll do so joyfully with a heart full of love for the Chinese authorities. This is not a violent protest or a move towards civil disobedience. It's saying that when the laws of the land clash with what we understand to be God's laws or God's ways, we have to choose God's ways. And the trouble is that in the mind of the Chinese authorities, in their current mindset, makes everybody who won't pledge allegiance to the communist state above all else, above the church, above their faith, because that's what they want. That makes you, in their mind, in opposition to them. That is not true. It's a false dichotomy. But that's what's happening in China.
And Pastor Wang Yi, he likened it to Caesar worship, which obviously is something we see kind of in the New Testament, and the Chinese president has put himself in that position, and he can no longer support that, and argues that the Chinese government are, whilst he believes, installed by God and there to rule over China at the moment, he says it's all be a temporary, and that God's rule oversees that. How do churches in China strike the balance between respecting authority and, under the current system of government they live in, whilst also following Christ? Are they incapable of doing that because the state really doesn't want them to hold these beliefs?
They're forced into a position where they have to make a stark choice. Either they join an official state-registered church, which places the state in authority over the church to the point where it wants to appoint Roman Catholic bishops at the moment, if we're talking about the Catholic Church. There's a dialogue going on with the Vatican on this at the moment. The state wants to control the church. The state sees itself as the highest authority. And there are some Christians who've said, yes, we can work with that. We'll just quietly get on with what we're doing. We won't raise a high profile and they'll leave us alone. And that's the position they've taken. There are others who say this is an impossible position to be in. We have to make a choice, and that choice is to follow our conscience and follow what we believe the Word of God to say, and to come out of that and be part of the unregistered underground church movement, which is opposed by the state. It's a really difficult choice to make. There are wonderful Christians working within the state system with wonderful churches that are doing great things. So it's not just a pragmatic issue of what works. It's a matter of conscience, and unfortunately, the state is making it harder and harder for Christians to make that choice to come under its authority when it persecutes Christians so heavily. And as this pastor has said, what the state is doing is it's preventing the evangelization of others within China. It's holding back the gospel from others, and for that, they will be called to account by God. That's the pastor's position on all of this, and that's why he's chosen to write the essay that he's written, which he wrote, incidentally, which was released after he was arrested. So he wasn't arrested for taking up this position. He's made that position clear since his arrest. He's a very courageous man.
And you mentioned a few minutes ago, Andrew, the levels of persecution we're seeing in China. Some of your partners have said that they've increased fivefold and that they're reaching levels not seen since Mao and the Cultural Revolution.
Correct.
How are the Chinese government doing in stopping the evangelization of China? What's the state of the church at the moment? Is it growing? Are people becoming Christians in China?
The church is growing incredibly rapidly. Persecution will never stop the spread of the church. What it will do is it will make people count the cost very effectively of deciding who they are, what they believe, and how they're going to live. So persecution won't stop the spread of the church. In some ways, history will tell us it actually encourages it. Persecution encourages the spread of any movement, actually. It's not just the Christian faith. So China is on target to become the most Christianized nation in the world within a few years. There's said to be the possibility that there will be more Christians in China than in any other nation in the world. So the gospel is spreading like wildfire, and persecution simply won't stop it. And that, of course, is one reason why the Communist Party is concerned about it, because there are almost certainly already more Christians within China than members of the Communist Party. But what the Chinese authorities need to recognize is that if they would just talk to the Christians rather than round them up, they'll find that they love their country, they consider themselves to be loyal citizens, they'll pray for those who are in authority, just as Paul writes in Romans, at a time when the Christian church was persecuted under Nero, for goodness sake. It can't get any worse than that, can it? He says, pray for those in authority, not against them. And Pastor Wang is not taking a stand against the authorities. He's taking a stand to pray for them. He's taking a stand to say, you must do to me whatever you see fit. But he's praying that there will be a change of heart within China. And I think we need to join him in that prayer to allow the religious freedom that their citizens actually deserve, not just under the Constitution, but under the fact that we are made in the image of God and given rights by God. And those rights include freedom, freedom of belief, freedom of faith, freedom of association. And the church must stand up for them. Part of the role of the church is to speak truth to power. It doesn't mean that we hate those in power. It doesn't mean that we call for violent protest, and the Christian Church of China is not doing that. It's actually putting its neck on the line in this particular case and in the case of others, and saying, this is how it is, we can do no other.
Andrew Boyd from Release International, thank you very much for joining us on CWR UK.
My pleasure, thank you.